We think of the moon as a night traveler, which rises at dusk and is chased from the sky by the morning sun. But the moon is always in motion around the Earth, both night and day. And occasionally the moon moves across the face of the sun. When this happens, we have a solar eclipse.
Now, we understand the cosmic calculus that leads to solar eclipses like the one that's enchanting America.
The end of the world or the wrath of God, I think people used to, in the olden days, would think that. Like Halley's Comet, when that was going to come, I remember reading about it.
But even for the most jaded sky gazers, a solar eclipse can provoke a visceral sense of wonder that the phenomenon provoked long before it was actually understood.
Oh, the sun god. Of course. I watch Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. It's all about aliens.
Here's a little glimpse at the way the populations around the world understood solar eclipses in the past and how they used them to reinforce cultural norms and values.
I'm sure early people thought the world was ending. Like, the sun just blacks out in the middle of the day. Certainly the gods are, like, smiting them somehow. That's probably a good guess for early civilization.
If you were the Greeks, before they came to have an understanding of eclipses, you might think it was a bad omen, maybe something the gods were telling you you'd done wrong. If you were Chinese, you thought dragons were actually eating the sun. If you read the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle, which is really a boring read, but if you scan through it, you'll find lots of instances of eclipses, all related to other bad things. Those are things that were brought up by Anthony Avini, who is a cultural astronomer and the author of the 2017 book In the Shadow of the Moon, The Science, Magic, and Mystery of Solar Eclipses. He said that every culture, that we're aware of at least, solar eclipses were seen as a cosmic interruption. For instance, Avini said the Arapaho Plains Indians, who actually saw the celestial bodies as siblings, a brother sun and a sister moon, well, they were alarmed to see the two were suddenly converging in the sky. Then an obvious question was prompted by Mr. Avini saying, what are they doing, having sex in the sky? Well, understandably, the eclipses were also thought by many cultures to herald the apocalypse.
Visual black hole, because it looks like a black hole. When you're looking into the sky, you're like, oh, it's a portal. Ooh, what if it was a portal into another universe? That'd be really cool.
Susan Milbrath, curator of the Latin American Art and Archaeology exhibit at the Florida Museum of Natural History, provided a list of those who believe that solar eclipses could actually signal end times. The Choarti indigenous Mayas believed an eclipse of the sun that lasts more than a day will bring an end to the world, and that the spirits of the dead will come to life and eat those who are still alive on Earth. She also wrote in an email drawing on her book, Star Gods of the Maya, Astronomy and Art, Folklore, and Calendars. Other Mayas include the Yucatec and Lancondon, associated eclipses with total destruction. She said the Lancondon, who still live in what is now the Mexican state of Chiapas, expected that the Earth would split and jaguars would emerge to eat most of the people on Earth. Then there was the Florentine Codex, an ethnographic study of 16th century Aztecs in Mexico, describing a solar eclipse in particularly vivid terms. There was tumult and disorder. We were all disquieted, unnerved, and frightened. There was weeping. The common folk raised a cup, lifting their voices, making a great din, calling out and shrieking. People of light complexion were slain as sacrifices. Captives were killed. All offered their blood. They drew straws through the earlobes of their ears, which had been pierced. And in all the temples, there was the singing of fitting chants. There was an uproar. There were even war cries. And thus said, if the eclipse of the sun is complete, it will be dark forever. The demons of darkness will come down. They will eat men. Laura Danley is an astrophysicist and a curator of the Griffith Observatory. It was one of many researchers who pointed out how commonly people interpreted solar eclipses as the sun being eaten by some horrible creature. Quote, it's a natural thing to think if you ever see one, that the moon literally looks like it is taking a bite out of the sun until it consumes it completely. Since the sun always reappears, some throwing up or deregulation is often part of the story as well. An intricate version of the story being related by Dr. Danley involved the sun being eaten by a decapitated head of a Hindu demon, Rahu. The god Vishnu, warned by the sun and the moon, caught Rahu drinking the elixir of life and as punishment sliced off the demon's head before the elixir could pass through his throat. The immortal head takes its revenge on the celestial bodies by simply devouring them. But because he has no body, they reemerge after he swallows them. Not all of the tales are quite so elaborate. Many involve predators of a given region devouring the sun. In North America, dogs and coyotes. In South America, big cats like pumas. In what we now call Vietnam, usually it's a very large frog. Mr. Aveni also pointed out that when we understand how myths function for the peoples who created them, rather than the outsiders interpreting their tales, it is easy to see how they help to reinforce cultural norms over the years. For instance, for the Arapaho, he said the coupling of the sun and the moon prompted a discussion of sex and incest. In the Andes, where the Inca-related people believed that the moon was whispering lies into the sun's ear, solar eclipses provided an occasion for a discussion about the evils associated with lying. For Auto Radio, I'm Jim Hudson.
In his ceaseless efforts to capture the spectacle of the eclipse with his ingenious instruments, man is probing into the most fundamental mysteries of existence. By a better understanding of his star, he will better understand all of the stars, and perhaps his own unique position in the grand scheme of the universe.